For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell will not seek charges against a police officer who killed Michael Brown 6 years ago. Jason Rosenbaum explains why Bell came to that decision.
Brown's death in 2014 sparked widespread protests and was the catalyst behind a movement decrying police killing black people. But nearly 6 years after a grand jury and federal prosecutors declined to charge Darren Wilson, Bell said after a five-month investigation that evidence wasn't there to bring charges against the former Ferguson police officer.
Could we prove beyond a reasonable doubt that when Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown, he committed murder or manslaughter under Missouri law? After an independent and in-depth review of the evidence, we cannot prove that he did.
Bell said he spoke with Brown's family before announcing his decision. He also says the case is prompting changes, including recording grand juries. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Jefferson City Police say eight people were arrested during a demonstration outside the Missouri governor's mansion. Police say the protesters were blocking the drive of the mansion, with some lying in the street. Police say the arrests were made for violations of unlawful assembly and resisting/interfering with an arrest. KRCG-TV reports the demonstrators were protesting against a recently passed crime bill, which they believe to be too harsh. Video shows police using tear gas as the arrests began. UM System President Moon Choi reaffirmed that Catherine Cheval would not be reinstated as Dean of MU's College of Education in response to a letter signed by 61 professors and academic leaders calling for her reinstatement. The letter also requested an examination of, quote, broader concerns about campus climate at MU. The letter cited a, quote, authoritarian approach by top campus leaders. The letter also demanded that an investigation be held into the events surrounding Cheval's removal as dean and review any bias within Cheval's dismissal process. Cheval's colleagues praised her leadership, citing an increased enrollment and a tripling of tenure-track faculty from underrepresented groups at the college. Choi wrote in an email that there wasn't an increase in Black and Latinx tenured or tenure-track faculty, and he wrote that interim dean Erica Lamke will help recruit and retain underrepresented minority students and faculty. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley says he'll only vote to confirm U.S. Supreme Court nominees who say the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide was wrong. Hawley said the decision is among the worst miscarriages of justice in U.S. history during a speech yesterday on the Senate floor. He compared it to the 1857 Dred Scott decision that declared African Americans couldn't be citizens. Hawley says he'll only vote for Supreme Court nominees who disavow the abortion decision on the record and before they're nominated. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.